This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin had a mysterious number texting him, and I think he finally figured out who it is. And it was in an interesting way because he thought it had something to do with his wife's birthday.
Yeah, it's weird. And I'm the type of guy who doesn't like asking, who is this? Who's texting me?
Who dis?
Yeah, I just think it's rude and it's not cool. And before I've done that, I've had people say, guess. And you're like, well, I don't want to guess. Who is this? I don't want to be rude.
I was guessing and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, because I feel like if I don't put, if you texted me before and we've got a text chain, I should know who this is. And sometimes I don't write the number or the name down. So big special weekend for my wife and my, I guess, birthdays.
Yeah.
We're heading to Kansas City. It's all kind of on the down low for my wife, at least. And her friends are putting this together. So there's a hotel room, and they've been texting back and forth with me about, you know, hey, they may need some numbers because we want to get in early to decorate it for Sarah. And I'm like, okay, that's great. So I got a text the other day that was like, hey, whose number should we put down if somebody's at the front desk? And I wrote back and I went, well, put mine down, obviously, because you don't want to put my wife's down.
Because you were literally just texting about the hotel. And so then they went to go make arrangements.
Right.
And then you got a text message like, wow, that was fast.
Exactly. And I was like, okay, well, that's great. And then I was like, wait a second, I don't recognize that number. And then I asked my wife's friends, is this your number? They said, no, it's not. And I'm going, well, who's texting me? And I'm like, well, they have my phone already, so I just gave them my phone number back.
And
so
you're texting me about the hotel.
Right, yeah. Well, then I figured it out. Oh, that's not about the hotel at all. That's about our work and our workplace at our front desk at work.
What?
Yeah. So
So instead of getting a text message about the hotel when he was talking about, you know, working at the front desk of the hotel, he got a text message from a coworker, Trisha, actually.
Yeah, yes, Trisha.
And she said, who do I need to put down if you have a guest at the front desk? What number should they text or let people know?
That's
so Kevin
hilarious.
Was talking about front desks at the same time with two different people.
Timing, wow.
And he was so confused.
And now I'm even more confused because I said put down my number, but really you shouldn't put my number down.
So yeah, you're not checking your phone.
Yeah.
So now if we have a guest and you want to get into the studio, you'll be texting Kevin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if
you're the worst person to text.
I know.
Kev's not looking at the text.
So you might never get into the building if you're trying to get in.